Penguin Random House Audio presents Irresistible, The Rise of Addictive Technology and the Business of Keeping Us Hooked. This is the author, Adam Alter. For Sarah and Sam. Prologue. Never get high on your own supply. At an Apple event in January 2010, Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad and said, "What this device does is extraordinary. It offers the best way to browse the web, way better than a laptop and way better than a smartphone. It's an incredible experience. It's phenomenal for mail. It's a dream to type on." For 90 minutes, Jobs explained why the iPad was the best way to look at photos, listen to music, take classes on iTunes U, browse Facebook, play games, and navigate thousands of apps. He believed everyone should own an iPad. But he refused to let his kids use the device. In late 2010, Jobs told New York Times journalist Nick Bilton that his children had never used the iPad. "We limit how much technology our kids use in the home," he said. Bilton discovered that other tech giants imposed similar restrictions. Chris Anderson, the former editor of Wired, enforced strict time limits on every device in his home, because we have seen the dangers of technology firsthand. His five children were never allowed to use screens in their bedrooms. Evan Williams, a founder of Blogger, Twitter, and Medium, bought hundreds of books for his two young sons, but refused to give them an iPad. And Leslie Gold, the founder of an analytics company, imposed a strict no screen time during the week rule on her kids. She softened her stance only when they needed computers for schoolwork. Walter Isaacson, who ate dinner with the Jobs family while researching his biography of Steve Jobs, told Bilton that, "No one ever pulled out an..."